أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كذب أصحاب الأيكة المرسلين إذ قال لهم شعيب ألا تتقون.
In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to us the incident of Lut alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described for us the discussion that he had with his people, his community, and how they were not prepared to give up the vile and evil sin that they were involved and engaged in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ruku relates to us the incident of the people of Al-Aika. Allah says, كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Ayah number 176 of Surah Al-Shu'ara. Who are the people of Al-Aika? People of Al-Aika refers to the community of Shu'aib alayhi salam. Shu'aib alayhi salam, another great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was also the father-in-law of Musa alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the people of Al-Aika belied those who were sent to them. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Again we find every Nabi had a very standard way of introducing himself to the community, and he had a very standard message for the people by introducing them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shu'aib alayhi salam also, just like every other Nabi, he said to his people, أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Will you not develop Allah consciousness? Will you not fear Allah? Will you not be wary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Rabb and He is your Creator, and you should live your life in harmony with the dictates of Allah? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. Again, he introduces himself to his community. He says that, look, I am an honest, trustworthy messenger that was sent to you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. وَاطِعُونَ. And obey me. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I do not ask any reward from you for this mission and this task which I have been given to fulfill. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My reward and my remuneration is from Allah, the Lord of the world alone. Now he addresses the sin that was prevalent in the community. We spoke about Lut alayhi salam, it was homosexuality. That was the crime, that was the sin, that was the act that they had immersed themselves into, and which became the norm within the society. In Shu'aib alayhi salam's community, what was that sin? What was the vice? There were others, but there was the one that really stood out, that one sin and that one vice that became the norm within the society, and people did not feel anything about it. They were guilty of fraud and illegal business practices. So when it came to their dealings, when it came to their monetary arrangements, when it came to their sales and purchases, they were always guilty of deceit, cheating and lying. Every businessman in the community, that is how he made a living. And it became a norm amongst them. If you wanted to be a businessman in the community and you wanted to trade, then you had to be a liar and you had to be a fraud and you had to promote deceit and cheating in your business arrangements. So he addressed this topic with them and he said, أَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ. Listen, my people. أَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ. Give the measure in full. Whenever you are trading, whenever you are dealing, whenever you are selling something, give what is due to the customer and give what is due to your client in full. Whatever is demanded from you and whatever payment you are charging the people, give them what they want. Do not compromise on the quality. Do not compromise on the measure. Do not compromise on the amount. Give everyone in full the measure that they deserve. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ. And do not be from amongst those who cause losses to others. In other words, you are cheating them, you are lying them, there's deceit, there's fraud, there's treachery in your business dealing, in your transaction, due to which others are suffering losses. And they are suffering as a result of the fraud and the unethical, illegal business practices that you have introduced in your dealings and in your businesses. وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And he tells them, measure with a balanced scale. In other words, the instruments you are using, Don't use such instruments that will allow you to cheat people. And don't use such instruments when you are weighing and when you are measuring that will cause people to run a loss and to receive such products that they do not want and such amount that they do not deserve. You should give them more than what they deserve, but do not ever give them lesser than what they deserve. So this is what he tells them. One in the amount you are giving them, one is also the instruments you are using and the tools that you are using when you are weighing and you are measuring. Ensure that they are correct and ensure that they are in order. وَذِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Weigh with an even balance. وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ And do not give short to the people their things. Give them their things in full. What it is that they deserve, give it to them in full. وَلَا تَعْتَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ And do not spread corruption in the land. Do not spread about in the land causing corruption, causing mischief. وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ And fear the one who has created you. Fear the one whenever you are engaging in business transaction and you are engaging in any type of monetary arrangement. Remember, Allah is watching over you. Tomorrow you will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will have to answer for every single transaction that you are engaged in and for every single cent and every single dollar, every single pound that you have earned. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully watchful over your dealing and how you treat others when it comes to your business transactions. وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ Fear the one who has created you, and he has not only created you, وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ And he has also created your former generation and the previous generations, the first generations that existed on planet Earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created them as well. May Allah be with you.